朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
As we know that this joy is something that's more and more real each day.
Now, we're
going to talk about the most critical point.
It's something we're going to learn from the world.
And how is it that we can live in a place
of joy? Well,
and how do we see this joy and enjoy
it?
Look at it from two particular
perspectives.
The first one,
this is from God, from Jesus, from the Holy Spirit.
God, in order to receive the Holy Spirit,
and
joy is the work of the Lord and the Holy Spirit
himself.
Our God is the God that promised to be joy. In the presence of the Lord is the joy. And these physical pain and even the hurt that we have while in service
A lot of times we bring the word brings about healing because it's anointed. 多少人在感受中保留不存在患难中都是欢欢喜喜的，这是只有神才能做的。And Paul says that even in tribulation he may be joyful. This is only something that God can do. 多少人殉道者在那里被火烧的时候，居然能够唱诗赞美神。And so many martyrs they were giving up their lives and they're able to sing and rejoice and praise God.
当尸体还被烈日烧到，当他打的打死的时候，他那个上的水原来这个敬拜。
And Stephen was being stoned to death. He's able to actually worship God still.
就是在特殊的事情里面，你会发现神真的不丢手。
And he discovered that in these critical or special circumstances,
that God will never forsake us. 但是要真的讲，那主的灵是要叫我们安慰一切的死的人。
The Spirit of God always comforts us and causes us to rejoice.
所以《腓立比书》是第一章第六节，保罗说：“你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。”
And First Thessalonians chapter 1 says, "Having received the word of much affliction, the joy of the Holy Spirit to rejoice."
这个喜乐不是自己要高兴出来的。
This joy is not that you scream or squeeze the toothpaste.
这是圣灵赐。
But some of the Holy Spirit.
第一个来说，第一章说是圣灵高我，喜乐也高我。
Give you chapter one that is an anointing and an oil of anointing upon you.
而以赛亚书的十一章讲到主耶稣弥赛亚的启示，他的 ministry.
And Isaiah chapter 21 speaks of the ministry of the Messiah.
啊，主的名在世上的时候，他是传福音给贫穷人听。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon him that he may preach the good news.
啊，那么叫差他要医好伤心的人。
To heal the broken heart.
报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
Proclaim liberty to the prisoners。
啊，就像经上讲，刚才讲到要赐华贵与西安悲哀的人带着欢喜。
And then it says, "We give them beauty and ashes, instead of mourning."
也就是说，他用喜乐油代替悲哀。
And all of joy for mourning.
用赞美衣代替忧伤的人。
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
用什么样的人就是代替代替代替。
And you see all these substitutions, the substitutes.
那是圣灵给
的。It's something the Holy Spirit
said is 主动的。
The Holy Spirit personally.
而且我们愿意把自己的忧心交给主，他就把他的喜乐交给。
And as we're willing to give the Lord our sorrows, He will give us His joy.
如果我们自己去解决自己的忧伤的话，你发现很难。
If we try to resolve our own sorrow, you discover it's very hard for you to get out of
it. 有时候我们伤害受到多到一个地步的时候，这个伤害会变成很毒的，很难受。
A lot of times these thorns that come to us and may accumulate to the point where we become bitter.
如果我们早一点把我们的忧伤的灵交给主，他就是用赞美来替代。
And as soon as we give the Lord our spirit of sorrow, the more the sooner he will give us the spiritual.
我们把悲哀交给他，他用喜乐的油。
And again, we give our heaviness to him, he will give us the spiritual.
那这是第一件事情。第二件事情是讲到我们这一面的讲座。
Secondly, has to do with us.
所以就是我们今天讲的在圣灵里的喜乐。
And this is what we're talking about.Being joyful in the Holy Spirit.
当我们把圣经上所有关于喜乐的经文读出来的时候
，And when we go and study all the scriptures concerning the word of joy,
我们发现的第一个特点是它用的形容词很强烈。
And the very first thing we discover is all the adjectives concerning joy is very, very strong.
而我们发现的第二个特点是这个喜乐其实是有条件。
And secondly, we discover that this joy is actually conditional.
在客观的事实上，基督已经完全给我们了，他毫无保留的给我们。
From a objective point of view, this is something that the Lord has, joy of the Lord has already given us.
但是在我们主观的经历上，如何让这些的应许实际出来，能够成为我们的生活？
So, objectively speaking, how do we allow all these realities become something that is real in our lives?
我在这里正好为我们这个机会有一个答题。第一件事情，常常在圣灵里的祷告和我的喜乐。
And as we conclude, I want to come and look at the joy that comes from praying in the Spirit.
有受苦的呢，他就应该去祷告，对不对
？And those who are in pain, you need to go pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不管你的光景怎么样
，No matter what condition you are in today,
如果我们羡慕比我现在的光景更好的话
，If we desire to be in a better condition than I am today,
永远就是一条路。
There's only but one way.
尊重祷告。
Turn to God.
转向主。
Turn to God.
如果你就是犯罪，痛苦的要死，处境困难的要死。
If you just sin and you're under condemnation of evil,
我们绝不需要转向主。
The only you can do is turn to God.
我们刚刚受的伤害，受的欺凌
，we will turn, we will move. 怎么能够平静里面的波浪呢？
How do I calm the storm that is inside me?
怎么样能够安抚里面的伤痕呢？
How do I turn to the world within me?
决定性的转向主。
Only how to turn to God.
所以我们在圣灵里的祷告都有个喜乐，说到我们就是回，就是转向主。
So the prayer in the Holy Spirit rejoice is the very act of turning to God.
有些经文我们都很熟，以赛亚在以赛亚书都是用的名词。
We know this particular verse very well used in the book of
Isaiah. Let's read it together.
What is to return? It's making a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
So this is all over the 180%.
Regardless of what condition you're in, you can make a U-turn to God.
Even
right now,
really, the season has to put in season that season is done.
If your heart and your mind cannot focus on the things of your
soul,
you're still bound by the worries of this world.
Make a U-turn to God.
You can make a U-turn to God. Whenever you turn to God,
the everlasting
joy will be upon your head.
So that a friend of yours will be everlasting joy.
And look at the word everlasting. You don't need to think about the joke, but I just said, oh God, laugh it again. These jokes, if you're one to laugh the first time, you won't laugh again the second time.
That's the same thing as this everlasting joy.
But the joy that God gives is an everlasting joy.
Okay? No, no, be free to have it yourself.
Everlasting joy will be on their head.
I mean, be the self of the
Christ. They shall obtain joy and gladness.
This is a good friend you showed up, Tommy, who did not receive prayer.
And while scripture says, they shall receive. I like the translation and not be in this particular verse.
I said, graduation and the joy will overtake them.
It says, glad joy will overtake them. This glad and this joy will grab a hold of them. Not only that we will lay hold of them, but it's like they're chasing us. They're grabbing us.
They will
overtake you. You can't run from them. And we've seen, brothers and sisters, when they're in deep sorrow and deep hurt, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit lays hold of them, overcomes them, and they rejoice and they laugh. It's not because the hurt is so severe that they lost their mind. But suddenly, this oil of gladness has encompassed them, and they can't stop being sorrowful anymore because they know the child's the presence of God. And though emotionally we can't seemingly endure it, but we are comforted by the Lord. I've heard many brothers who testify, maybe Sister Nancy, that their parents passed away that hurt, that they feel at the moment they couldn't be comforted. But whenever they begin to pray, they turn to the Lord, this unspeakable comfort was coming. And the heart still feel the sense of loss, but it's no longer in agony and in pain. And then the scripture says the sorrow and sighing shall flee away. C.S. Lewis will say that if all of a sudden you were thrown into the dungeon, and you discover all the rats that start to run away from you. Come down with a torch, you see that they begin to disperse.
Yeah,
and it's like they're fleeing away from you. Sorrow and sighing, oftentimes they want to grab a little, hold on to us.
Yes,
and
how you make sure that they have no power to put up to you, and even to the point that they want to run from you.
因为圣经上讲到只有一条方法，就是这条方法。我们在
And the scripture says that there's only one way, and that is turning to God.
所以我希望我们在日书中，在圣经里的祷告，是一定是这样的。
And I ask all of you that in your sorrows, turn to the Lord and pray. The Lord will come for us.
因为我们说到什么叫祷告？祷告叫做人与神在圣灵中的相会。
And what is prayer? Prayer is a communion between God and man in the Spirit.
当我们真的在灵里面进到神的同在的时候，我们一定得到神。
When in the Spirit we stand in front of the presence of God, we will rejoice.
当人被神祷告的时候，这个啊，被神祷告应该说，这心欢喜，我的灵快乐，这一前一句话是。
And our sister Helen prayed that my heart is glad, my heart rejoices.
哎，你选择一个姊妹祷告的时候，把上一句。
So what's the phrase before these words?
因为真耶和华常摆在我面前。
Because I always set the Lord before me.
当我们把主真摆在面前。
We truly set the Lord always before us.
因为主现在不在我们面前，我们浑身上下把它摆在面前。
If the Lord's not in front of us, then whenever we turn to the Lord, He's in front of us.
我的心就不自由，
所以 my heart will no longer be moved and shaken。
然后我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身安然居住。
My heart is glad, my heart rejoices, and I won't be steadfast。
那我是不是在做什
么？ Don't you love this kind of living？
那么上一句是什么？
Now what is the word before that？
将耶和华常摆在我的面前。
I've always set the Lord before me。
在你我的生活里面，在我们有一天的日子里面，当主被摆在面前。
Every single day of our life, as long as the Lord is put in the right place,
一下的东西是自然的结果。
The things that follow are for consequence.
那是神的事，不是我们的事。
That's God's responsibility, not ours.
心欢喜愉快的是结果。
The heart is glad, the heart rejoices. That's a result.
好，所以现在就是我们第一件事情，我们要好好去操练在圣灵里的祷告。
So the very first thing I would encourage everyone, learn to pray the Spirit.
每一次在祷告中要去跟主单独面对面的相会，你这东西都是得不舍。
And as you pray, come face to face by yourself with God. That's a precious moment.
不是生活忙累到一个地步都不正常了，可是你一安静下来的时候，哎呀，你会觉得。
And so often we get so busy in our lives to the point that we're so heavy. As soon as you turn to the Lord and you come to that point of quietness, you know this is the place I ought to be.
We don't need anyone to command
you. There's one thing that you cannot do without. You know that very moment I cannot do without you.
第二件事情，讲到在圣灵里的事，因为在圣灵里的事，放到我的心中。
Second, the joy that comes in serving in the Holy Spirit.
我们说到当你真爱一个人的时候
，and when we say that when you truly love someone,
第一件事情，你是要花时间跟他。
The very first thing is you have to spend time with that person.
如果你都不想花时间跟他在一起的话，你现在跟他在一起。
If you don't want to spend time with that person, don't marry that person.
因为你跟他谈的根本不是真爱。
Because you really doesn't, you truly doesn't love you.
因为他们一想花时间。
You don't love that person. You don't want to spend time with that person. And very naturally, you want that person to be happy. And you want to do the thing that is according to that person's heart. And we oftentimes we sing, oh, what a joy that comes from serving the Lord.
And when we're in the Spirit, we're going to sing to the Lord, and we're going to sing to the Lord.我们一定喜乐的。
And when we're living each day in pleasing to the Lord, we know that we will rejoice.
今天的信息我的祷告会给大家的提醒啊，这个侍奉跟侍奉耶稣中间的等号一定要在，不能不在。
And I remind everyone of serving service and serving Jesus. There is got to be an equal sign between these two phrases.
这个一块上面，这个等号一掉的时候，弟兄姊妹，就表示我们侍奉出问题。
And whenever that equal sign disappears in our services, there's something wrong.
所以我们侍奉会累，会埋怨，会有想东西。
When we get tired, we will complain, we want to give up.
我们要重新把我们带回来，我们真正的就是为主。
And we need to be brought back to that place in your life, to the Lord.
我坐在弟兄身上，就是坐在主的身上。
Whatever I've done for my brothers and sisters, I've done it for the Lord.
这个是非常重要的事啊。But
this is very important.
那这是一个，咱们应该圣灵里生活习事而有的事的。Thirdly,
the joy that comes from living in the Holy Spirit.
而且我们不光要在圣灵里得靠圣灵得圣灵，则靠圣灵行事。
And Paul says, not only be be born in the Spirit, but to live the Holy Spirit.
我们要live in the Spirit.
We need to live each day in the Spirit.
不光是你把圣灵，把圣灵，我们应该活在圣灵里，活在神的圣灵里。
So you feed the fish with water and fulfill it.
That's not enough. 就是当我们珍惜在圣灵里。When
you're really walking in the Spirit.
这个保罗劝我们，这个随从圣灵的人，体贴圣灵的事。And
those who are mindful of the Spirit, who live according to the Spirit, be mindful of the Spirit.
随从圣灵的人，是生命的主人。And
those who live according to the Spirit is a peace. So when we live each day and each moment in the Spirit, life and peace will also come. And I can't go into the specific details of the secret of joy, other than the fact that it's the work of the Holy Spirit of Himself. On our side, I can only very quickly bring them up. Pull them out to you, but we need to pray for them when we go home.
And
I only want to focus on one or two of those items.
The
very first one,
Jesus,
learn to obey the Lord. Obedience is the source of joy.
大比就说，神的旨意从神那里，那你就是的。Brother
Darby says, whatever the Spirit of the Lord can move, there is joy.
我想我们这个点就是我最常常的都讲的，然后这个读《三约》的读书，讲第十节到十一节。John
chapter 15.
这是昨天早晨指导的时候，是那个在指导的时候讲这些经，我们一起来读。John
chapter 15, verse 9-11.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守到我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这就是我已经对你们说的，并且要叫你们的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。但是你总告诉我们说，当我们肯遵从他圣子的爱时，And
here the Lord says, "Well, you're willing to obey my command."
接下来一个结果是我们住在他的爱里。And
the consequence of that is that we will abide in His law.
当我们遵守在他爱里的时候，When
we're really abiding in His law.
这是一个带下来另外一个结果。And
the consequence will follow.
第一个叫我们喜乐怎么样存在你们心里。That
His joy may remain in us.
他注意那个翻译，把那个 key words.
The key word that is being translated.
The joy 可以 remain 被保留在里面。And
that my joy may remain or be kept inside of you.
很多时候不是我们不喜乐的时候不能存在。And
a lot of times it's not because we can't be joyful, but the joy is
not. 不是没有喜乐浇灌下来，而是习惯喜乐好像没有。It's
not that joy cannot be found on us, but the joy cannot be kept, it's lost.
它不能被保留，
the joy cannot remain, it cannot be kept.
而一个持续顺服主的人，他的喜乐是满意的，是被保留的。And
a person who obeys the Lord continuously is something, a person that can cause the joy to be made.
第二个，叫我们的喜乐可以满足。And
secondly, that the joy may be full.
很多时候喜乐不够满，不够。The
joy is just a little bit, it's not full enough.
对，我绝对相信在这个地方都是喜乐。I
believe that every single one of you experiences joy.
但是这两个就是我们的遗憾，就是一个留不住，坚持不够满。But
the tragedy in the world is one that they don't remain and two, they're not full enough.
你看，主要是给了我们不好的一个。But
the Lord has given us a wonderful command.
好好爱主，好好顺服他，好好顺服他，这就是喜乐的秘诀。Love
Him, obey Him, that is the secret of your joy.
第二件事情，喜乐的程度直接跟感恩的程度成正比。
The capacity of joy has everything to do with your capacity of thankfulness. And your life, learning to be thankful. and all things get better.
And that's what it's right.
And you discover the truth will begin to be seen.
Maybe that's how you told me, maybe that's how you told me, because I'm not your old poodle, old poodle, and you're not my perception.
And there's a very poor Jewish man, when he sees his rabbi, he said, my livelihood is so impoverished, I don't know how I'm going to go.
But you're not in the front of the book, because I'm not going to see any of the things that I'm going to
I have a very, very small room. My entire family is squeezed inside that room, but we have no financial resources and we're in burdens.
And now you don't have something here anymore, huh?
And so the rabbi asked him, do you have any sheep?
I said, why are you trying to bring me here, man?
He said, what tree doesn't have a sheep?
And then he told the father, you don't see
that. And he said, listen to me, you won't have to.
One thing I looked at, one of the things I listened to.
Go herd your sheep into your dwelling. You will have joy then.
How many times have you seen when you thought you did?
So all the Jews are very obedient to the rabbi.
They're not even dead to Jews.
And so he went and herded up all his sheep into his house. He can bet for me and I said, well, rabbi, he says, yeah. And after he read the rabbi, he said, how do you know?
Because I tell him, no, you go to the young city, I go to the
And he said, we're even more miserable. All the goats are with us. We're terrible right now.
I said,
the rabbi said, do you have any chicken?
You're up with the worst.
Yeah, I have not many, only 10 of them.
I don't have any chicken.
Okay, go bring your chicken into your dwelling.
It's definitely the best one I have as well.
And after another week, he met the rabbi said, how's it going?
I thought it was really good. I thought it was up to you.
And he said, I'd rather do it now. Okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. Go home and cast out all these lost stuff. And then, if he did that, he went back to the rabbi. And he said, rabbi, they got what?
Oh, but that's all
terrible. And I was so happy. I'll stick them all out of the house.
And then he said, that's all they got. And he said,
all the smell, everything, all gone.
So then I said, how's that?
I wish these are examples of being joyful because of comparison, but we need to learn to be thankful before the Lord. And for what God has really given us, we need to be thankful. Thirdly, joy has anything to do with us departing from
self-centeredness.
If every single day you're focusing on yourself, your own needs, your own feelings, you have no joy.
So this is the problem.
Why don't you
want to take a challenge?
Give yourself a challenge. No matter who God will bring you to,
you want to ask
that the Lord will bless this person because of your existence.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。